The Axis powers have anticipated the Allies by moving into Tunisia, a territory still controlled by the Vichy regime, which allows the Germans to stay. Rommel is retreating towards Tunisia. 2 days later, in order to secure the Mediterranean coast, Hitler invades southern France, the hitherto unoccupied free zone. Hitler's orders are to take the port of Toulon, where most of the Vichy Navy is based. With their shaky autonomy now at risk, the Vichy admirals decide to scuttle their fleet. They proceed to sink their own ships in order to keep them from falling into the hands of the Germans or the Allies. That is the tragic result of the politics of the Vichy regime. But it's not good news for Hitler. With the arrival of the Germans, those Jews hiding in the remaining pockets of French tolerance have little chance of survival. Amidst the increasingly sinister atmosphere of roundups and denunciations all over Europe, children are saved by courageous families. Like Karl de Bruyère's family. He is a Belgian banker. He films his 4 children, while he and his wife Denise hide 2 Jewish children. Monique Mogelski, the 12-year-old daughter of an engineer, who is hiding somewhere himself. And 6-year-old Adrian Sepkaru. Adrian's mother was arrested and deported to a work camp in Eastern Europe. She will never return from Auschwitz. By now, many people suspect that when the occupiers use words like work camp, its true meaning is death. Karl and Denise de Bruyère are everyday heroes who will one day be awarded the title of Righteous Among the Nations, along with more than 20,000 other men and women from all over occupied Europe.